Now, they're all saying that following our speech in Los Angeles, where we said that this is a very, very dangerous business.
President, I interrupt you. Who put the line in? I'm curious as to that.
I don't know. I would assume Bundy. Deeply dangerous game, but I don't see anything wrong with it even yet. I think it is deeply dangerous when anybody starts aggression. Now, that was not where it started at all. I blew my top here for a whole damn week. I jumped on you and jumped on Russ both while you were saying out in Saigon that you were invading North Vietnam, even if you were going to invade it. Now, I know at Rostow how he feels, and I know how we all feel. But they came back a week before we said it's a deeply dangerous game. This stuff is pouring out by reams. And the first story said that military officials in Saigon, it came from Saigon. I talked to you about it, and you said that that wasn't correct. So I jumped on Rusk about it, and Rusk comes back and points out the story itself. Said military officials. And that's where it came from. Now, the story came from Saigon, and we were getting ready to do this. A lot of people in Saigon, they tell me, said that they got it from the State Department here, that Rostow had a propaganda move on to really invade North Vietnam and always had had it. Now, I don't know enough about the inner workings of these two departments, but I know that this thing had gone on 10 days or a week before it got it, and I can get the clippings and show them where they were full of it. But now they want to hang it on a little higher person and say that I indicated that we're going to invade Vietnam, or that we're going to hit the Chinese, or that we're going to bomb Moscow. Now, I didn't do any such thing. I said that this is deeply dangerous, and it is deeply dangerous. It's dangerous for any nation to start aggression and start enveloping a neutral, freedom-loving people. And I think it is dangerous to 5,000 of them, 20,000 of them, that got killed there last year.